delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Take me across the water, 'cause I need some place to hide. I done the ranch of Dota, and I sure did hurt his pride.
All right. I can't hurt this guy's pride. No, he probably loves this song, actually. Seton Motley, president of Less Government, here with me. Always in a mood, always got something on his mind, not afraid to speak it either. Seton Motley, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Although I must admit, and as a retired musician, I don't know that song.
I'm sorry. What planet do you live on?
Who was it?
Uriah Heep.
Oh, that's, yeah. I'm a classic rock fan, but I was not a huge Heep fan.
How old are you?
46.
I'm gonna have to bring you over to Michigan and show you how rock and roll's done. You know, I'm gonna.
No, don't dismiss me. I had every Zeppelin album when I was 8.
I understand that. I'm not dismissing you.
I played the Yes album so many times it literally warped on the turntable.
Well, see, and I understand that, and I love Steve Howe. Don't get me wrong, and Bill Bruford, they're great. I get it. See, I can go toe-to-toe on this deal. I was never a musician, though. I was always a drummer, which is a big difference.
That's the joke I used to tell. What do you call the guy that hangs out with all the musicians?
Yeah, the drummer. That's me.
The drummer.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Although my drummer in college was a phenomenal musician. He used to make money at Christmas season by playing piano at the Macy's in Pentagon City
See, he's cheating.
Area.
No, he's cheating. He is a musician. I mean,
who also plays drums?
Yeah, I mean,
Mick he's a musician
Fleetwood.
Who also plays drums.
Yeah, Mick Fleetwood's cheating. Phil Collins is cheating. I mean, yeah, let's be honest. Keith Moon.
In fact, real quick, did you know that like they tried out like 1,000 singers when Peter Gabriel left Genesis, and Mike Rutherford and Tony Banks, the two other members, Phil Collins would sing the song parts to the singers, the auditioning singers, and Rutherford and Banks kept looking at each other going, why doesn't he just do it? So they did one album. They did one album because they had a studio booked and they had to record it.
And
they did one album with him singing, and he was very reluctant and hesitant.
Boom.
And I think it worked out for him.
I think it worked out just fine, yeah. I think it worked out. You know, but here's the thing. You know, while we're going down this particularly pointless avenue, I can tell you this. Keith Moon didn't play the damn piano, all right? I'm just going to tell you right now, that man was a drummer.
Yes, and was saved by John Entwistle, the bass player.
Yeah,
basically kept time for the band on bass.
Well, that's right. Let me just park my limousine in the swimming pool. Good idea, Keith. That's a brilliant idea.
Yes, that was a very fun George Harrison birthday party.
Why didn't we think of that? Yeah, why didn't? Okay, so I want to ask you about, speaking of the media and coverage and so forth. I mean, forget about the fake news. I want you to make me a couple of comments. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, referred to as the Butch Queen by the Daily Beast. Let's see here. Also, some comedian I've never heard of. I felt like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, her left eye and right eye switched places or something. Another guy, the Family Guy writer, Damian Fay. Sarah Huckabee Sanders looks like every woman eating lobster on a cruise ship. Now, can you imagine, that's actually kind of funny, but can you imagine fat shaming a Democrat out there, or going and attacking a woman.
I'll give you a very personal example. I was guest hosting on a serious radio station. I won't name them just because, I actually got yelled at by everybody on the set. There were three co-hosts.
A sweet guy like you?
And they referenced the story about Michelle Obama and her fitness regime.
Hmm.
And all I said was, gee, I can think of a lot of people I'd rather take fitness advice from than Michelle Obama. And I got excoriated by people on our side for making that observation.
Well,
so, yes.
Okay, so and that's, you know, but there's the double standard right there.
Yes.
And is Sarah Huckabee Sanders talented? Gifted. She's really good at it. She's got a sense of humor. She doesn't take any guff from the media. She sells her story. She plays ball well.
Intellectually very quick, rapid response.
Yeah, she doesn't get intimidated. She's fast on her feet, despite the fat jokes. That's a fact, because she's a smart, gifted, and talented individual. Not a woman.
The feminist movement
individual.
Always told us from day one, from the very beginning, that that's what should matter. Is
exactly.
Her ability, her skills and abilities, not her appearance or anything else.
And yet, these people on the left can sit here and attack her and make fun of her for her weight, for her looks, for her the butch queen thing was said. The comment was, she looks like a butch queen for the first time in drags at the ball. That came from the Daily Beast. Wrote that. I mean, seriously.
Right. Yeah, a guy at the Daily Beast who then apologized.
Who cares? He didn't lose his job, you know, and these are the same people. I love Scaramucci, by the way, while we're going down this trail. Scaramucci, who CNN presses him, well, what about all this talk of fake news? Well, you guys did run a fake story about me, and three of your staffers got fired for writing that fake story and publishing it. So you did have some problems, but he does it with a smile on his face.
Right.
And he delivers the knife deep and cold and all the way through, smiling and cajoling and say, well, you know, y'all got fired for it, so something happened, huh?
Were they fired of you because it was their time, or did something happen? Yes. No, I think the hiring of Scaramucci, am I saying it right, Scaramucci?
I think you are.
And I'm Scandinavian and Portuguese, so my Italian's not very good. The change of the guard from Spicer to Huckabee, although Spicer was pretty feisty, is I think they're embracing the fact that Donald Trump is 71 years old, and this is how he operates. And I like this. One, anyone who's trying to be someone other than themselves, if they're not a professional actor, is going to be hesitant and make more mistakes and all that. Let Trump be Trump and staff up accordingly. And I think that's going to make it a much more effective White House.
I
agree. The most important thing Scaramucci said on the Sunday shows this weekend was, look, because they asked him, what if you got this messaging campaign and then Trump parachutes in with a tweet on X and it's completely off message? He goes, well, that's fine. We'll keep doing what we're doing. You know,
exactly.
It's going to happen. Stop trying to, you know, this is the problem with liberalism in general. It doesn't try to, you know, acknowledge human nature and work around it or work within its parameters. It tries to change it.
This is why liberals aren't going to do that. So operate within the parameters you have. Yeah.
It's obviously a pretty effective parameter. The guy never ran for office before and won the presidency.
There you go. Got to run, Seton. Love it.